they will not go on anything until after the end. The administrator will not offer his resolution to amend until after the recess.
Well, administrator should offer the damn thing because they'll never get the damn.
He thinks he's got the other people locked.
They can talk to them before the recess.
Well, point is, Henry's point is, if you can get it, just get past this week without it, then you're okay because you got your other activity that can give him some trouble after that.
It doesn't. And he shouldn't be as hopeful as that due to the fact that, so you have your other activity. Then what do you do when that flops? Because you see they're going to be able to come out of that.
Yeah, it'll flop right away, I guess. It'll flop right that day.
In my view, it could. It might not. It might be that they will delay a little while. And if they do, that's a possibility. But as you know, Bob, Henry's judgment with regard to negotiations has never been good. This is the one area he's got a blind spot on.
Well, the argument is that these are mainly Nixon people, that they haven't passed the resolution, but the committee, you know, did unanimously the resolution committee, and they expect to be a non-resolution.
Well, management shouldn't offer the damn thing because they'll never get the damn.
He thinks he's got the other people locked.
They can talk to them before the recess.
Well, point is, Henry's point is, if you can get it, just get past this week without it, then you're okay because you got your other activity that can give him some trouble after that.
It doesn't. And he shouldn't be as hopeful as that due to the fact that, so you have your other activity. Then what do you do when that flops? Because you see they're going to be able to come out of that.
Yeah, it'll flop right away, I guess. It'll flop right that day.
In my view, it could. It might not. It might be that they will delay a little while. And if they do, that's a possibility. But as you know, Bob, Henry's judgment with regard to negotiations has never been good. This is the one area he's got a blind spot on.
Well, the argument is that these are mainly Nixon people, that they haven't passed the resolution, but the committee, you know, did unanimously the resolution committee, and they expect to be a non-resolution any minute now. It's on the floor, I guess. A big thing on that. They have heard the Democratic candidates. McGovern did not show up, but Muskie did, Humphrey did, Scoop Jackson did, and somebody showed up. Senator Allen showed up for Wallace, and they got only lukewarm receptions, all of them, except Humphrey, who got a moderately good reception. None of them took you on at all. The only thing close to it was Muskie in his text, but he didn't use it. Took you on lightly on Buskin, which is, from our viewpoint, that's good. So there's no, you're not in a position of debating the other guys on anything. The point that our guys see as a plus is to dramatize the fact that for the second time in 2 weeks, a National Association of Local Government Officials stood solidly behind you on Vietnam. And to go on the basis of talking about peace rather than...
Well, I thought you said earlier to everybody about a parliament.
No, they've now changed their mind. See, this is the problem. No, they don't know what they want you to do. All they know is they know they want you to go to the war.
Thank you.
That it passed the resolution. Supposed to be 3,500. Get that check too. We'll get that check. This is 3,500. Grand Baldwin. Find out how many actually will be there. And then jump on Parker and that too. I understand. What about the remarks? Is he going to be in on or
Oh shit.
Now you ought to go talk about the fees. I guess I should call you again, just tell them.
Hold. Just say don't, that the maintenance plan is quite tentative. That it appears likely not to go on Saturday.
Unless they want to go on out anyway.
Yeah, that'd be great if they go on out, that's fine. Five cameras.
you're not doing anything on the food price that the price groups deal with either. That's good.
I can't be out there every damn time.
That's good. You got a big thing on the meat quota. Do you got the LA Times, great big black headlines, makes a list of meat quotas.
As I'm sure you realize, this is a double-edged sword. I don't mean because of the farmers. I mean because it talks about the issue and it revs it up, which is not our issue.
Yeah.
It's generally not my view that that's what I should be doing. Now, I know that this goes directly contrary to Colson's views and so forth, but again, that goes directly contrary to the candidate. But you just got to realize, Bob, that all of our people have got to keep front and center our issue and not their issue. So sure, they're going to want to talk about, we can't have perfection. Not that anything only comes ever perfect. And you read their summaries, and others say, well, the thing that's really hanging over us is the fact that higher prices and so forth.
Sure, people are so well off that
Jesus Christ, the economy's going to have higher meat prices, maybe down to minus 5.7 rather than 5.4 or 3 or 2. Now, for Christ's sakes, we just got to not let that be the issue. If we get in the ring, we're fighting on that issue. We're in hell, we're making a hell of a mistake. People are well off in this country. They're damn well off. It's probably part of it. It's a damn thing. But you see why I constantly hammer that, and as I said, if you can response memorandum still missed the point. He didn't, he really understood the point that I was trying to make, which had nothing to do with, maybe he got the impression that I was suggesting that we ought to talk about revenue sharing and welfare reform and all that bullshit. I remember specifically dictating that, saying we've got to emphasize our strong point, which is national security. Correct?
Absolutely.
No question about that.
Absolutely.
Why did you get the heart of the problem? Is that Pat and his boys don't really believe much in that issue, and they don't realize how strong it is here. But
for Christ's sakes. That's right.
You know? Let's face it. Well, look at this state of material in the
set up the county decision there. Staff.
Sure. They should have been.
And you got Kevin Phillips.
Is he still using his word?
I'm very positive, yeah. He went through his building history a couple of years ago on domestic policy.
I don't real problem about the old heads. They're like the radicals on the left. Well, as far as the rightists are concerned, and all rightists are concerned, we should have rights. They have problems, but they don't get that way from any of the can't quite figure it out. But is Jeff Bell, I think he's basically just one of those little squeaks that's always, if we can't get to break, well, if we can, I don't know. He's sort of a professional right winger, would you agree?
Yep. The super yap mentality.
I know you spoke of the county, but when are some of these bastards ever going to start naming at the other side?
Oh, they are. Even Drew Vences.
Who has what beautiful targets? What beautiful targets?
That's the thing. I don't think so. I think
this is our
show. I don't think the two of you should double up.
This is our show.
For some of those guys, it would be, he'd be another plus, but he,
yeah.
But he's make that good a pitch.
And especially on the 17th.
We're getting a speech, and I guess then he's going to do that 3-state tour tomorrow.
So,
that great ideas. And that'll be
what you think of the idea.
I think it's excellent.
Yeah.
And it's good for him.
And try to
build him. We got to start doing that too.
Yeah, we're stuck with it.
We got to try to.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, make the most
of it. I agree. You know, you're a judge on that. I was totally right. And I knew I had nothing. For me to go around and show it with these, I would, and immediately somebody's there, right? He's trying to exploit it for political purposes.
I feel that very strongly, but John feels very strongly the other way and thinks I'm dead wrong. I get kind of concerned about it.
But
I know too many times that
maybe so.
That maybe I'm wrong on.
Rushing to every place. If John feels it was one thing where if something is good, do more of it.
And the argument is that this is how this would be totally different.
No, it's different. And also, the one was good.
The people's mind
was good for a reason. It was the first time, and it was not publicized. If you change the character and publicize it, it will not be the first time, and it will not be as good. And you always have that chance to. Well, we've got. I think we've got. We've shown interest in the damn thing. I've been up there. We've been pitching on it. And that was up.
The other thing is, which that overlooks, is that you did it at the time of the peak of public interest in the problem. And right now, you look at the papers and the TV and everything else.
Now
it's gone. And the flood's over now.
Sure,
it's not bad about those people. And now is the time of their real need. We need to do substantive things.
Right.
But the general interest in the country is gone.
Right.
They're interested in the Democratic platform now.
And that's a big story.
Well, no, the big story is your meat prices. Meat quota.
Yes, yeah. But I think I don't know if the big story is now.
Well, okay. You'll top it tomorrow with the Vietnam announcement. You'll top it with the price, with the food price. Thing. You'll top it on Thursday with the press conference.
Well, maybe.
Does that work for you? Will be in on Thursday.
You can make it in the press conference?
No. Do it Thursday morning.
Yeah.
For the Thursday evening news, because we're going to have a price control plan for tomorrow's news.
Fine. Well, I think they.
Wonder if we can.
They may have already informed.
Well, maybe we can hold the price control thing in Thursday.
That's for sure. You can hold that. I found Burns' letter very good. One of the best things he's done.
Thank you. this one, that they're...
It's an interesting subject, but don't tell him we're talking for an hour.
I heard that damn thing, you know, he, you know, got to make it short, quick, precise, and get the hell out of there.
I got a call from Cabrina just now. They've sent a man over. He says that I was prepared to buy about $150 million worth of grain for cash immediately and $700 million on credit. And to conclude all of this before the end of July. And if we want to, within the next 2 weeks, so that we could announce that we put the Democratic Convention. If they want to...
What I would do, I would prefer to announce the Democratic Convention.
That's fine. They'll play it.
I don't think I would try to play anything significant during that convention. Don't you agree? Why the hell not?
We can do anything.
I think it's making a difference.
We can do it any way you want, but they insist that we keep it secret until it's concluded.
Sure. And then how do you keep it secret?
Well, I've got
to keep it in your shop.
Well, I've kept it in my shop. If Peterson, I can trust him. If he talks to me, I deal with him alone, handling some of the credit at Maritime, I think, because we've got to work out now the problem of hauling this. It would be close to a $1 billion deal when it's all done.
That'll be the heart of the Maritime. There, you might have to be one you've got to enlist there.
No, we need Olson Colton.
Olson has to work that out.
Yeah.
Because we've got Teddy Leeson on our side now, you know. I mean, on the political side, so I don't want to do anything to screw him. I'd rather not buy the grain than screw him.
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't screw
that
him.
That is sort of interesting.
But it's... It,
you've been busy. This Bob was telling me that after the brief report on this, you were talking to senators this morning.
Yeah, they had about 10 senators,
Republicans.
Republic, a few Democrats, Benson from
Hollings.
Well, I've got this, I must say this, now, you know, not saying a goddamn thing and making it sound very profound.
Right, which I wish more acquired.
So I gave them a little rundown on the Peking trip. Matthias Hollings said that they don't want to vote on the end of war amendment now. Could I call Mansfield? They said if I could talk to Mansfield. The same sense. And they all agreed with me that none of the people there, it's about 13, would do a thing until July 20th, when I meet with them again. Of course, by July 20th, we will have had a plenary session, two plenary sessions, and a private meeting.
Well, let me ask, the one thing that I would be a little concerned about is that in the two plenary sessions, or even in the first one, is it going to be so negative that they'll say there's no hope?
No.
You think that at least they'll string us along and go, you understand? I don't mind their stringing us along.
No.
Because in this case, they'll string the Senate along. But if it comes out Henry is like that.
The first one, they have to be rough. But I, you know,
that,
my instruction
to send the Senate off to.
Look, Mr. President, I had wanted to. But we can be honest. In this room, I could have strung on the private discussions on May 2nd, but our agreement was that, that either I could have thrown enough in there to keep that going. And my understanding is that we want this to go at least through the congressional session in August.
Right. I would say through the congressional session, provided it gives an indication of hope and provided it does not inhibit us on the bombing.
That's right. And of course, I think, Mr. President, they're on the verge of cracking.
Well, Henry,
every intelligence indication, if it weren't for McGovern.
Wait a second. Well, that's the point. Even though it's foreclosed, it is for McGovern.
No, but even with McGovern, they may not be able to make it. But they dropped 2,500 tons of bombs around the world today. Now, it's statistically impossible that they didn't hit anything.
We seem to have that ability.
Yeah, but that is...
Despite all the odds against us.
I mean, that is three times as much as we dropped in all of South Vietnam last year.
I know, it's just absolutely how they could get up in the morning is beyond me with what we're in them with.
Well, but we're getting a lot of contracts with papers at the moment.
A what?
I've got lunch with John Chancellor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's in
even whether, I think there may be something to that.
I mean, we got a letter yesterday, Mr. President, of the North Vietnamese from his unit back, saying their morale was low, they're all going to die. I've asked them to type it up for you and let you see it, because it's really very significant. And they may go on another, they may just decide to hang in there, but they really don't ever have a lot to look forward to. I don't
they know they can get the government
they're in. Yeah, but what I don't know politically, Mr. President, if we can get a ceasefire, if we stop bombing the military activities, would that be a plus? Even without prisoners?
The only thing that could change their view that they know that they get the government they're in would be if you could make a credible threat as to what you do between November and January.
Well,
no question. A ceasefire with some progress on prisoners is totally doable. In other words, you don't have to get all prisoners right away. If you get a ceasefire and then a movement on prisoners.
Okay. That's where I think they'll come out.
And as a matter of fact, obviously, they aren't going to give all the prisoners back until there's a total sum. That's the way wars are. And they've got to start on the prisoner then.
See, McGovern is useful to them only if they think he has a good chance of winning. And if they think what they do will affect his chances of winning.
Yes, sir.
If they believe he doesn't have a good chance of winning, then they're taking one hell of a chance.
Sure.
Now, what they may do is, what I think their strategy is going to be, is to make progress in the negotiations.
Yeah.
But not settle. To keep get it close enough to a settlement so that if they want to, they can do it in the last month if your polls stay high. But if you don't, if they don't have to, but this depends on how much longer they can take it physically.
That's why we've got to keep up. But on a ceasefire, you've got your life back. The ceasefire is, as we know, has its problems. But if you get a ceasefire in Vietnam, we've answered our problems.
The thing that gets
a ceasefire and even discussion on the prisoner thing.
No, the discussion of the way it could come out is that see, a ceasefire has the advantage for them of stopping the bomb, has the advantage for us of stopping the war.
Must be all in the China.
All in the China. Now, the reason they don't accept the total ceasefire is because they think if they break it, we come back in. But if we say, supposing we settled as a compromise proposal, in order to have the right best climate for negotiations, which will be pursued with energy, there will be an immediate ceasefire and a redoubled effort of negotiation over a 6 month period.
6 months, is the environment, is what I was thinking.
Then, of course, the ideal if they said all prisoners out over 4 years are released at the same time.
On the other, at the end of the zone.
Yeah. But that's where we might come
up. In the meantime, you got not a squeak about the bombing. It's just astonishing that you can go on just dropping this. Close down
Gloria Emerson.
Oh, that's
ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah, but, you know, a little
Mr. President,
here and there, but you, no people.
Anybody who feet yesterday. Well, feet made me physically sick. So I turned it off. That a leading American newspaper would hire that neurotic, that fanatic. Have you seen her? I mean, she looked tense, she looked nasty, she looked fidgety. No one who saw that could be anything but against her.
You get that kind of thing, but it isn't having any effect on people. Your support for your policies are up. The people, you don't have any substantial fear. You got the counties, they pass the resolution.
Was never against populated areas. What he was doing was
bombing targets that he was authorized to hit, if they shot at him before they shot at him.
Incidentally,
that's really
shot at him. It's very useful for you to see balls like Chancellor. Very useful.
Well, I do it once a month.
Oh, that's good. Go to see him. Do you have any use, of course, he's spent. Do you have anybody to see?
I saw Smith.
I'd like to see her.
I guess I've seen Knock Cutters since the last time.
It's all right.
But I've seen him now in 2 months. Turned out I had a lunch free today and I called him this morning.
It's probably worth you seeing Knock Cutters because he likes what you're doing.
That's right.
He doesn't like anything we're doing domestically, but he does.
You see Knock Cutters.
Okay. Well, this county thing, you're off three. Because they passed the resolution virtually unanimously. There was maybe one or two that called for a no vote. There was some no vote. But, so there's no problem there. But they have now adjourned the thing. Instead of having afternoon session, they're having workshops in the afternoon. So there's nothing for you to go to. You can't go in and drop by one of the workshops. And the only thing they could do is try to reconvene the entire group.
No,
I don't know, but
what's on tonight?
Say, then tonight is the dinner, which starts at 7. And that's the thing the vice president's addressing. And their Berlin urges that you not go to the dinner. I don't know why.
Well, you probably want to be seen.
Should not drop by the banquet session. It would give the appearance of an endorsement in addition to the obvious aspects of upstaging argument.
That's right. We have endorsed him already.
Well, there's still a little doubt. But, the vice president's guy over there suggests that you have the board of directors come over this afternoon and present you with the resolution. Erwin is strongly against that. He says it won't do any good. Speaking of
right.
We should just let him.
How about seeing the Friday at the conclusion? No.
See what?
How about seeing the board of Friday at the conclusion and give you their recommendations?
I don't think they conclude today.
Oh, okay. I mean, they conclude today.
And a business session yesterday and today, and I think the dinner tonight is the.
Not Henry Barkin, how valuable Henry is, Bob. We just have to realize. You know, interesting thing there. He said that he loaded it up, and he said, you know, I thought I had a lunch free, so I called him. Can you imagine? He said, if I have a lunch free, so I'm going to slip.
Yeah.
But he goes all the time. He was working those people this morning.
He's got charged politically now because he is personally
terribly worried about
the governor, which is, you know, good negative motivation as well as always positive motivation.
One thing I strongly agree with you, Ken, about and disagree with the price theory and the rest, if it's just a price theory, there ought to be a savage attack on the government's issues.
The price agrees with that.
He does. I pointed out,
as long as you don't do it.
I pointed out the gentleman this morning. And I figured it came off through Carl Hughes. It's amazing. On welfare. Listen to this. At the present time, there are 12 million people in the United States receiving welfare. Under HR 1, it would go to 24 million. That's pretty good. Under River Cost proposal, they would go to 70 million.
Yes.
Under McGovern's proposal, 90 million people would receive welfare. Now, here's the point that I'm making. I'm almost of the view that it's a terribly tough one. That's got to flush HR 1.
John doesn't want you to do that. He says, I'm accomplishing, and there's nothing left to do.
No, I think we're trying to do these things. It's going to get very long. Baseball. I couldn't think of it when I saw it. So this is the first page of the general. Starts quote, Mr. President, as the nation's number one baseball fan, would you be willing to name your own line baseball team? I put that as an article ready to ask this question in conclusion for this conference. No law is being run. First, I rather replied yes. Since then, I'm probably prepared to answer that question about as difficult a task as the president or any other baseball fan could possibly undertake. Fortunately, I'm able to obtain some extra advice to make my selections. The most avid baseball fan and next fan is David Eisenhower. Sunday afternoon, we camp David. We sat down together and began to study the record book. There was a compiling list of stars we could stand up and through, such as the money we received as for directing baseball fans throughout the country. We first decided to select National League and American League teams for both post-World War II and pre-World War II agreements. We decided to include only players after 1925, since that was about the time landing at the fall of Major League Baseball as far as babies. Some present-day stars will undoubtedly be selected in the Hall of Fame years ahead are not included only because that would be more time to break their careers fully. If any baseball fan will understand my comment, it's possible that with the team in mind, and consequently, in each name, I have selected two catchers, five starting pitchers, one relief pitcher, five additional people in the outfield who listed reserves, who by a dozen of the kind that we put in starting lineup. And we don't have.
That's great. It'd be fascinating feats.
And the picks are often good. This, I know this is not wrong. Rose, do you know whether or not in this baseball team that the names have been checked yet or not? Well, I noticed here, I just want to be sure I noticed Ron Faces, but it is a relief pitcher, and I'm sure it's Roy Face. But I just want to be sure that it's done. Okay. Okay. I'm sure it's right. It's right. It'll create, you know, a lot of some controversy, but by the time I got to name 80 players,
I've got one little controversy. That's what I'm going to get for me. Forget it as an intention.
Ask Ron who the name of the relief pitcher was.
Name of what?
The relief pitcher for the National League pre-war. He was dumb enough.
Ron, the president said to ask you who the relief pitcher was for the American League pre-war.
Duffy was.
No, I'm just telling you who it was.
I don't care. It's not important.
You, Casey. He has the records if you want.
Who's Doc Randall?
Who's Doc Randall? Giants right-hander?
No, Hugh Cajun, sorry.
He was a starter? Yes, I see. Okay, what about Casey? Which one comes out best in the records? Brown, 176, lost 57. What was Casey's?
That's right.
Crandall was 106, 61. What was Casey? 175, 42. So he's got the best win loss record.
Yeah, incidentally, that ask him in the Pittsburgh relief pitcher. The man's name was Roy Face.
What was the name of the Bates, what's his first name? No, the Pittsburgh relief pitcher whose last name is Bates.
Bates.
You don't have that? Okay.
Tom,
we don't want that.
Tom, to check it out. Roy, it's Roy Bates.
Check that out.
He was pitching about 1950.
Pitched about 1950 for Pittsburgh. That's where I'm asking a different question now. What is the name, first name of the Pittsburgh relief pitcher whose last name is Bates? What is his first name? Okay? Casey comes out the best part. Thank you. I thought he was just shorter than Jesse on his record.
Special insert.
Well, they will, I think they will. Sunday. short sections that are on a special.
They will, but the other thing is, I just talked to Tom Seppi. Push, if we give this to Seppi like tonight, we move it on the bar tomorrow, a lot of the sports columnists around the country will pick this up, see, and, you know, write it in their column, and in addition to that, on the sports page over on the byline, you know, sent by the president on this key off of Cliff Evans asking for it, and also Tom Seppi, who's a sports guy for Associated Press. I think we're better off giving it to just one wire service.
Right.
And then I'll call the Sporting News and Sports Illustrated and some of the other sports publications. You tell them it's coming, and then I'll give it to a couple, I'll flag it to a couple of the sports page editors, say, you know, AP's going to move this.
I'll give it to, I'll tell you what you could do with the sports page editor. Robinson's played both the National League and the American League. You had it, you put that in.
them do it on their own.
I let them do it on their own. I thought of that. I thought it was like, it's almost all those players have played with not Thomas, but electrical, but all the athletics. You could pick their, you could pick the team. What they call you, Wilhelm. Hoyt Wilhelm has played with the league for a hell of a lot of kids. But you might, you could say, Philadelphia Athletics. Maybe just pick the major team they played with.
The team they played with the longest.
Yeah, or the one they know them play. Like Lefty Grove played with the Athletics and later had finished in Boston. But he's always known as the Athletics, not part of Cleveland, of course. You won't have too much trouble.
Why did Greenberg?
You in Detroit?
Detroit.
Later, and now, and later became on her Cleveland.
Okay, good.
I wonder if it's necessary to put in those teams. I mean, it's,
no, it's not.
I frankly think that from our standpoint, why do we go to the trouble of trying to figure it all out? They've got all those.
Sure,
they've
got the things that have the
statistics. And in the sports sector, you can write it in journalists. Sure. It's got such a long piece of it, they won't, a lot of them can't use it all, but let them put that in. We've got their names.
All the sports pages run the box.
They'll like it.
Because, you know, this hasn't been done often. It's done in 1969 by the Baseball Writers Association. And one publication did it on one occasion, but it has.
Yeah, but they, the thing about it is it's Baseball Writers Association, not publication. It's only that one publication. Did it in 1955. Yeah. Archie Vaughn was on that team, and so he was selected. Just by the selection now. But the difficulty is their teams were one team.
Mm-hmm.
I picked four.
That's right.
4 years, so that gives us a hell of a lot more leeway. And each team includes 20 men. It's because I think five pitchers actually can carry six pitchers, two catchers, which any team can carry, and then four. I don't go to 25, but I go to 22, which gives us a lot more room to name extra people, which is all right too.
Sure.
Nationally and post-war, pre-war. Best hitter, who's the best pitcher, who's the best fielder, who's the best outfielder, who's the best infielder, who's the best base runner. That will be something that I have seen personally.
Right.
That's all in the piece. I mean, who's the best all-around athlete, of course, would be Jackie Robinson. So,
that was great.
You run it for Sunday paper.
Yes, sir.
Is Sunday the best paper?
Absolutely.
Where there's more room.
And if I get it out early, so you can cover the magazines, sporting magazines, and so forth. For the first
yeah, the sporting magazines, I would think, Sports Illustrated. When does it come out?
Well, Monday and Sunday. But also Sporting News, which is a big baseball.
It's big. Well, you got it today. I get it out right now. Don't horse around with it. Don't have your people spend a lot of time checking on it because it's enough. It's close enough. Have a tight runoff. And I get it because it would be interesting. The magazines are printed out if I pick it up.
Oh, sure. See, don't pick it up. All of the magazines pick it off the marks and the sports ones by Carmel.
Would you give it to the magazines individually? Or do you tell them they have to get it from any team?
No, I'll tell them, for example, Sporting News and Sports Illustrated, I'll just give it to them.
But basically, you won't be good scooping AP there and just say, here's something for release for your next musician.
This county thing, if it had worked out exactly right, I would have been inclined to do it.
Yeah.
There is some.